Under certain circumstances, they began spinning and creating strangely deformed shapes. Oddly, as these nuclei spun, they began to come apart on their own. It was found, for example, that in the element rhodium-103, the nucleus became deformed in a ratio of 2:1, which made it twice as long as it is wide, and entered a high-spin state. When all electrons are brought under the control of the nucleus of an atom, the nucleus attains a highward, or high-spin state. When reaching a state of reciprocal relationship, the electrons turn to pure white light, and the individual atoms fall apart, producing a white monatomic powder. Using thermogravimetric analysis, it was found that a sample of Hudson's monatomic matter lost 44% of its original weight when reduced to this white powder state. By being either heated or cooled, it would gain or lose weight. By repeated annealing, we could make the material weigh less than the pan weighed it was sitting in, said Hudson. Or we could make it weigh 300 to 400 times what its beginning weight was, depending on whether we were heating or cooling it. If you take this white powder and put it on a quartz boat and heat it up to the point where it fuses with the quartz, it becomes black and it regains all its weight again. This makes no sense. It's impossible. It can't happen. But there it is. British author Lawrence Gardner noted, Hudson was then asked to reverse the process fully by turning the powder back into a piece of metallic gold. It was like asking someone to remake an apple from a pan of applesauce. Seemingly impossible. Early trial led to some disastrous results. By late 1995, the difficulties had been overcome and the figurative apple had indeed been rebuilt from the applesauce. From this, there was no doubt that it was possible, just as in ancient metallurgical lore, to manufacture gold from a seemingly non-gold-based product. From a commencing sample which registered as iron, silica, and aluminum, emerged an ingot which analyzed as pure gold. After centuries of trial, error, frustration, and failure, the Philosopher's Stone of ancient times had at last been rediscovered. Gardner amassed a wealth of material linking the white powder of gold to alchemists, the legendary Knights Templar, Solomon's treasure, the manna of the Israelites, Moses, and ancient Egypt. The significance of these connections will become apparent in the next section.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.